Clay kind of works through his injury, gutting it out in the field, obviously. Are you getting enough from what he's able to do? Is it still enough to where you really got a game plan for him? Are you finding from the opponent?
Yeah, I think Clay Matthews playing is an asset to us, no doubt about it. He's playing through a big injury, and he's getting better each week. So you know, you appreciate it when your players go beyond to do whatever they can to get ready to play and get out there and contribute. He's contributing.
Is that the kind of injury that is improving with time, or does he need really a significant amount of time for that really to get back to where it should be?
You know, I really don't want to get into the specifics of his injury, but he's improving.
How's Nick Perry coming along?
He's improving. I hope he can do some things tomorrow, but we'll see. You know, we won't be able to get on the field till tomorrow, so that'll be an indication of really what Nick can do. Really, it's doing an injury report on Tuesday is not really practical because it's long. So I don't have a real sense of on a couple guys where they are, and we won't really know until we get down to the practice field tomorrow, see them move around.
It's been so long since you played the Vikings. It was so early in the year. What's the biggest thing that's different about them? What do you see that's different about them now?
Well, I think it's important to obviously state that when you play teams in week two, and they're different and we're different. Every team in the league is different than week two, especially coming out of training camp and just the way things are early in the season as opposed to late in the season. So both teams have endured a lot of injuries, so you have different moving parts there. But they're still very good on defense. And, offensively, they made a shift there, in coordinators and so forth. So they've established a different trend of how they want to play. And I still think they're very good on special teams.
Mike, when you guys claimed Kristen Michael and you told us how Ted came down to practice and talked it over with you, I'm wondering what the conversation was like when you guys were thinking about signing Jared Cook, because you talked a lot about what that kind of player does for your offense and your offensive philosophy. Were you excited about that possibility, and are we seeing kind of what you envisioned now that he's healthy?
Well, having a chance to visit with Jared, and it's just like any type of player acquisition. I mean, there's conversation. There's always the evaluation that's ongoing. But yeah, I mean, I've talked about it since the day I arrived here. I mean, the fastest way to the end zone is through the middle of the field. So, in the bigger the targets you have going through the middle of the field, the better it is for your quarterback, particularly more athletic and bigger throwing radius and all that. And Jared Cook has all those attributes. So, he's been an excellent addition to our football team.
What do you think it means when, after Devontae drops a couple, that Aaron goes back to him and they hit that play along the sideline? What does it say about Aaron and his belief in Devontae and Devontae's ability to come back?
Well, I think it just shows the confidence he had in Devontae. I mean, you can even go back to last year. I mean, Devontae was struggling through some injuries and just kept getting opportunities, and he's rightfully so. So, I mean, he's played big for this year. Yes, he had the two drops in Chicago, but we're going to throw it to him again Saturday. So, I mean, that you could book that. And that's just the way we play. And I think it definitely shows the confidence that Aaron has in him and the other perimeter players.
Like, how much does a new type of back or a different back change your running game? Do you tend to start to adjust to what his talents are, or is your running game such that Eddie Lacy could run it, Pat Montgomery could run it, and Starks could run it?
Well, you have to tailor the plays to your players. I mean, this is I think it's a very easy mistake to fall into. I think all coaches, including myself, we can be guilty of it. It's you want to run scheme. There's certain things you want to do to challenge your opponent. Marty Schottenheimer used to say it all the time. Think of players, not of plays, and that's something that you have to pay close attention to, and definitely in the running game. So, we're doing some things a little differently than we did early in the year. And the light's okay here. We're tailoring it to our runners and frankly, tailoring it to the defense. I mean, you got to find the common ground. And, I think really, Kristen Michael has been such a excellent addition, because you know when he gets in a game, he's different. You know, he's different than Ty Montgomery. He's different than James Starks, and I think no differently when you go back to when Eddie was running and James came in the game. So I really liked the diversity in the running styles, because I think that's a real challenge to the defense.
Adrian Peterson missed a lot of time this season. How do you look on film Sunday?
I mean, he's didn't play a whole lot, but he's Adrian Peterson, and that's really our approach with it, and that's the way we'll plan for him this week.
Mike, we talked a lot of the last couple of years about James and Eddie as a combination. Yes. and what they bring differently. When, specifically about Kristen and Ty, what's the similarities and differences in their styles?
Well, I mean, just look at the way they go about it. I mean, I think everybody wants to keep talking about Ty as a receiver, and that's fine. I mean, I think he broke 12 tackles in the game in Chicago. So, and he's running inside and outside, and Kristen Michael's just getting more and more comfortable, with not only just the scheme, but the guys he's playing with, and because the timing of the course and the read and the aiming points of the run blocking unit. I mean, you don't just throw a guy in there and they take over. So you can see his timing is getting better and better each week. So they both have distinct running styles, and it's great to have that because I think it's a real challenge to the defense.
Hey, Mike, you obviously knew Ty Montgomery could make that switch to running back, or you wouldn't have done it. But 12 broken tackles, the power he had, does any of that maybe surprise you a little bit that he's got that kind of ability?
Well, I mean, you got to give him all the credit in the world. But when you take a kickoff returner, he's built that way, and he has that ability. So I'm not going to say I'm not surprised he's breaking tackles. But I think really the comfort that he has back there, and it's more in the protection, the adjustments and the volume of responsibility. I think he's done an incredible job of working through the whole the whole season, get himself ready to be a three down back, because I mean that's how you get the reps, that's how you get the opportunities. When you're just a first and second down back, teams could prepare better for you. I mean, your tendencies are higher, but when you can play as a three down running back in the flow of a standard huddle situation or in the flow of a no huddle situation, it creates more opportunities for you, and then your tendencies are not as high.
And Mike, what was your vision supposed to be for him in that role, though? Because you actually started working him at the running back spot in practice. Remember, Jason telling us not to take pictures of him working with the running backs. Eddie was still playing when he did that. So what were you – I mean, had you not gone into this disaster mode, what would you have – how would you have used
that? Well, we start training him as a running back way back week one, or it might even be before Jacksonville, but it was really just to create more opportunities for him because the competition at the receiver position was high. I mean, the numbers were high. And just wanted to make sure he was ready to get on the field, and really, who was the third halfback at that time too? So it was really trying to create opportunities for him to play. And I think once again, I think you got to give the young man a ton of credit because when his opportunity came, more so in the first Chicago game, he delivered.
Mike, was that a bit of a missed opportunity maybe last year when he got injured? It seemed like in that game against San Diego, that was the first time I think we saw Ty in the backfield, and then obviously he was done for the rest of the season. But was that kind of an experimental phase, maybe?
Well, he was a multi-threat player. I mean, he's once again, Randall Cobb came here. He goes to the wide receiver position, room. He's on the books as a wide receiver, but he still trains with running back responsibility. And the goal for Ty Montgomery was to do something very similar.
More, please. Mike, speaking of Randall, how do you get him some more? I'm not looking for how many touches he's going to get, but how do you get him a little more involved?
Well, it's just really the way the game flows. I mean, I think we're at our best when we're creating things for him and so forth. And, we went with Mike in the punt return, just being safe with him because of his ankle injury.
This week with him on the field?
Yeah, I really don't, because really the plan for the whole team is of one of a low workload. I mean, you think about our schedule, and just sound like a broken record, but you have your bye week in week three, and then you play on Thursday night week six. Just playing 8-9 games in a row here, but that's why our schedule is what it is. I mean, it's the same as Houston, so We'll do everything inside today, and then we'll practice at the end of the day tomorrow in shells, and then we'll do more in our Friday practice, which is our normal Saturday practice, just because we got to make sure we get these guys a chance to get their bodies back.
The Pro Bowl picks come out tonight. How do you view that as a coach, and is there anything better associated with the Pro Bowl than when a guy gets to go for the first time? Because it looks like maybe a couple of your offensive linemen could go for the first time. Is that always fun news to share with your guys?
It's always a really nice moment when you get the news. Usually it's at the end of practice. You're calling your team up and letting them know. It's changed some because of the show. So when the release of the information is different. So really the news of the goes to the players more individually now than as a team. So, you know, that moment's not really there. But, you know, then there's the other side of it. There's always a guy, you know, a couple guys you wish would have been recognized that haven't been. So every team goes through it. But you're always proud of your players when they're recognized for their achievements.